Sanhedrin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah, Gimel. Sanhedrin Haisa Kechatzi Gorin Agula. Sanhedrin sat like a semicircle. Kadesh Yeroen Ze'ese, that they should all be able to see each other when they deliberate. Ushnei Sofrei Hadayanim Omdim Lefneim, and then two scribes, similar to what we call court stenographers. They were scribes that would stand in front of them. Echad Miyamin Ve'echad Mismol, one on the right and one on the left. Ve'kosvin Divrei HaMezakin Ve'Divrei HaMechayvin. And they would write the words of the Dayanim that would say that they're innocent, and the words of the Dayanim that they would say guilty. Now, the truth is that every Dayan, no matter what he says in the beginning, how he deliberates, he can always change his mind when it comes to the Psak Din itself, when he gives his final Din. Nevertheless, they would write, for a few reasons, that perhaps two of the Dayanim were giving the same reason from two different Psukim, and there are those that learn, if they're always giving it from the same reason, whether it's from one Psuk or a different Psukim, we consider it one Shita, not two Shitas, but that's what the Rambam learns. That's why they had to write down their reasoning and what they said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha, there were three scribes. Echad Kosev Divrei HaMezakin, Echad Kosev Divrei Mechayvin, Vashlishi Kosev Divrei HaMezakin, V'Divrei HaMechayvin. One person would write the words of the Mezakin, the one that said innocent, and then one person would write the words of the Dayan that said guilty, and then a third would write both the innocent and the guilty. And the reason for that, like the Rav says, is that it should come out that there's edus on what the Dayanim are saying. In other words, it's almost as if the scribes are like edim on the Divrei Mezakin and Divrei Mechayvin. That if you would have a scribe write both of them, so now you will have always at least two edim, that's Mechayev or Mezakin.